New Forms of Religion by Lawrence Freeman. However much the great ship of religion may be sinking, we remain spiritual in our needs and aspirations. If we see that religion has a fleet rather than a single battleship, we can see how certain types of old-time religion are being taken out of service, but other religious forms are under construction. This generation spans the transition. Although we suffer the insecurity of such times, we also enjoy the excitement of seeing the new take shape, and also the responsibility for contributing to the direction in which we're moving. We still seek wholeness. It is intrinsic to human identity that, however much we've achieved, we're never satisfied. We hunger and thirst for what lies beyond our grasp, and even beyond the horizon of our desire. Religion and spirituality, which are less easy to divorce than we thought, are the elements of culture that deal with this desire beyond desire. Where are they taking us? Where do we have to redefine the old terms by which we try to understand ourselves in this longing for wholeness? Does secular, for example, always mean faithless? The melancholy and self-inflicted wounds of conventional religion and the dramatic, scary rise of fundamentalist religion catch the headlines. But there's also another, and I'll suggest here a more significant kind of religion taking shape around us. This is the resurgence on an unprecedented scale of contemplative dimension, indeed the heart of religion. It has always been there, usually marginalized, sometimes persecuted, and has regularly surged in certain periods to challenge the sclerosis and cleanse the arteries of religion. The Sufis of Islam or the mystics of Christianity speak to their spiritual descendants today as if they're our contemporaries. Indeed, in a sense, they are, although we have to adjust to their historically conditioned language and thought. The essence of what they've left us has not passed its use-by date. This is not surprising, as what they're concerned with and communicate to us is the timeless. The inner light is beyond praise and blame. Like space, it knows no boundaries, yet it is even here, within us, ever retaining its serenity and fullness. It is only when you hunt for it that you lose it. You cannot take hold of it, but equally, you cannot get rid of it. Today, as traditional forms of institutional religion mutate, this change cannot be measured only by attendance at places of worship. Spirituality expands exponentially. This indicates an intensified quest for a form of religious consciousness that arises from and relates to personal concerns and our day-to-day lives. We yearn for a religious experience arising from the indwelling truth of our most real selves. Yet we know intuitively that this inner experience must be connected to and be of benefit to others and to all aspects of our own humanity. If the experience remains self-fixated, it degenerates. In the same way Eros, that does not, at the right moment, expand into agape, slowly dies or becomes violent, the spiritual that is not moving into other-centeredness and a more inclusive love is just fashion. Through the rise of authentic spirituality, new forms of a less dogmatic, rigid, and ritualistic religion are forming. Along with interior experience, self-awareness, and transformation, we yearn for connection with others even as we enter upon this most solitary of levels. The spirituality that does not form some kind of community remains superficial. The marriage of contemplation and action, which is at the heart of any living faith, is manifesting in many new forms of religion today. Lawrence Freeman has been a Benedictine monk for 40-plus years, the excerpt above from his book, First Sight.